Let's explore some cutting-edge AI research that's shaping the future of machine learning and computer science. There's fascinating work on how large language models perform arithmetic without actually understanding numbers in the traditional sense, and the findings are quite counterintuitive to how most people think about AI capabilities.
The research reveals something profound about how these models work. When an LLM performs arithmetic, it's not doing mathematical calculation in the way humans do. Instead, it's recognizing patterns in sequences of symbols and applying transformations that happen to correspond to mathematical operations. The model has learned arithmetic as a kind of sophisticated pattern matching rather than numerical reasoning.
What's particularly interesting is how this affects the reliability of AI systems in applications that require precise calculation. If a model hasn't truly learned mathematics but has learned to recognize mathematical patterns, there will always be edge cases where the pattern recognition fails and produces incorrect results. This has significant implications for using AI in financial applications, scientific computing, or any domain where precision matters.
This connects to broader questions about AI reliability and interpretability. If we don't fully understand how models perform seemingly straightforward tasks like arithmetic, how can we trust them with more complex reasoning? It suggests we need much better tools for understanding and validating AI system behavior before deploying them in critical applications.
Speaking of AI capabilities, there's research from the Chan Zuckerberg BioHub on what they're calling a world model of protein biology. This represents an attempt to create a comprehensive AI system that can reason about protein structure, function, and interactions across the entire known biological domain.
The scale of this project is extraordinary. Proteins are incredibly complex molecules, and understanding how they fold, interact, and function requires integrating knowledge from chemistry, physics, biology, and medicine. Creating an AI system that can reason across all these domains represents one of the most ambitious applications of machine learning to scientific research.
What makes this particularly exciting is the potential for discovering new therapeutic targets and drug mechanisms. If you have an AI system that truly understands protein biology at a comprehensive level, it could identify intervention points for diseases that we haven't considered before. It could also help optimize existing drugs or predict side effects more accurately.
The business implications are enormous. The pharmaceutical industry spends billions on drug development with high failure rates, partly because we don't fully understand the complex biological systems we're trying to modify. If AI can provide better models of how proteins work, it could dramatically improve success rates and reduce development costs.
There's also fascinating research on efficient training-free single-image diffusion models. Traditional diffusion models require extensive training on large datasets, but this research explores techniques for generating high-quality images from diffusion processes that don't require traditional training phases.
This could democratize image generation in significant ways. If you can create high-quality diffusion models without requiring massive datasets and extensive computational training, it becomes feasible for smaller organizations and individual developers to create specialized image generation tools. It also reduces the environmental cost of AI development.
The technical approach involves leveraging mathematical properties of diffusion processes that don't require learning from data in the traditional sense. Instead, they use analytical techniques to directly construct the diffusion operators needed for image generation. It's a beautiful example of how deep mathematical understanding can lead to more efficient computational approaches.
Now, here's where we need to examine our assumptions. The AI community seems increasingly confident that larger models with more parameters and training data will continue to improve performance across all domains. But what if we're wrong about this scaling paradigm? What if there are fundamental limits to what can be achieved through parameter scaling that we haven't encountered yet?
That's a crucial question, Marcus. The scaling laws that have driven AI development assume that model capabilities improve predictably with increased compute, data, and parameters. But these laws are empirical observations, not mathematical theorems. We could hit diminishing returns, discover that certain types of reasoning require fundamentally different architectures, or find that scaling creates new types of failure modes.
Consider the arithmetic research we discussed. If models are learning pattern recognition rather than mathematical reasoning, there might be cognitive capabilities that simply can't be achieved through scaling current transformer architectures. We might need entirely different approaches for genuine mathematical reasoning, causal understanding, or long-term planning.
If we're wrong about scaling, we'd expect to see AI progress plateau despite continued increases in model size and training data. We'd also likely see the emergence of alternative architectures that achieve better performance on specific tasks with fewer parameters. The signs to watch for would be companies shifting investment away from pure scaling toward architectural innovation, and research showing that smaller specialized models outperform larger general models on important benchmarks.
The economic implications would be massive. If scaling doesn't continue to work, the companies that have bet everything on building ever larger models could find themselves with stranded assets worth hundreds of billions. Meanwhile, companies focused on architectural efficiency and specialized approaches might suddenly have significant competitive advantages.
This uncertainty makes the research we're seeing on training-free methods and specialized approaches particularly valuable. If the scaling paradigm hits limits, having alternative approaches to AI development becomes crucial. Diversity in research directions provides hedges against the risk that our current assumptions are wrong.